Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Elohim, King of the universe, who has given us the Torah of truth and planted everlasting life in our midst. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah, in the name of Yeshua, the light of the world. Amen. It's one of those interesting parashah readings where we can get a lot of information and a lot of realizing that when Yah's word is spoken, he means it. You know, and blaspheming is going against his word. Not just going against the Ruach HaKodesh, but what we read there, it was going against his word. So let us pray. Abba Father, I pray that you'll open our eyes so that you can see the wondrous things of your Torah this day. And may the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be acceptable in your presence. Because you, Yahweh, are my rock and my redeemer. And I ask this in Yeshua's precious name. Amen. So my message today is titled An Evil Report. And I know that people within this congregation talk about me and about others, because it's not unusual for people to talk about the speaker. I also know that it's not uplifting and it can be quite derogatory. So I want to emphasize in this message today that Yahuwah's people must guard against an evil report. We are family. Yes, I know all family members do not agree on all issues, but how we handle those issues is very important. And I want to look at these issues through our Torah reading of today. We're going to start with Bamidbar Numbers chapter 13, verses 29 to 33. The Amalekite dwell in the land of the south, while the Hitti and the Yevusi and the Amori dwell in the mountains. And the Canaanite dwell by the sea and along the banks of the Yarden. And Caleb silenced the people before Moshe and said, "Let us go up at once and take possession, for we are certainly able to overcome it." But the men who had gone up with him said, "We are unable to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." And they gave the children of Israel an evil report of the land, which they had spied out, saying, "The land through which we have gone as spies is a land eating up its inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw in it are men of great size." And further down in Bamidbar chapter 14, verses 36 to 38. And the men whom Moshe sent out to spy out the land, who returned and made all the congregation grumble against him by bringing an evil report of the land, even those men who brought the evil report before the land died by the plague before Yehovah. Of those men who went to spy out the land, only Yehoshua son of Nun and Caleb son of Yefunneh remained alive. You know, when I read this scripture before I started my message, it immediately brought to mind a song I learned at Sunday school a long, long time ago. Well over 70 years ago. And it says, "Be careful, little ears, what you hear. Be careful, little ears, what you hear. For the Father up above is looking down in love. So be careful, little ears, what you hear. Be careful, little eyes, what you see. Be careful, little eyes, what you see. For the Father up above is looking down in love. So be careful, little eyes, what you see. Be careful, little feet, where you go. Be careful, little feet, where you go. For the Father up above is looking down in love. So be careful, little feet, where you go. Be careful, little mouth, what you say. Be careful, little mouth, what you say. For the Father up above is looking down in love. So be careful, little mouth, what you say." It's something that you learn as a young child and it just never leaves you. It might have been a long time ago, but the truth is certainly found in this song. It was something that resonated me virtually all of my life, at least 74 years of it. And it reinforces that Yah hears, sees and knows all that we do and say. And I find in it a great reminder to for how careful we should be about evil reports. So what is an evil report? Before I tell you what an evil report is, I'm going to say hello to Tammy. Hi, Tammy. Great to see that you're online. Look forward to seeing you next week. So an evil report is primarily a distortion of facts, incomplete facts, and false information. The danger of an evil report comes not necessarily in its results, but rather in its beginning. An evil report develops like a disease. Can we go to slide 5, please? And this is how the disease develops. It develops through ignorance of preventative measures. It develops through exposure to infection. It develops through contamination. It develops through infections like germs which overcome natural defences. And the disease is infection that destroys vital life support functionings or functions, supporting functions. Now this applies to spiritual infection as well as natural infection. So let us have a look now at the stages of spiritual infection. The first one is ignorance. We go to slide 6 in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verses 10 to 11. It says, "And whom you forgive any matter, I do also. For indeed if I have forgiven any matter, I have forgiven one that one for your sakes in the sight of Messiah, lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his thoughts." And in Yaakov, James chapter 3 and verse 6, "And the tongue is a fire, the world of unrighteousness. Among our members the tongue is set, the one defiling the entire body and setting on fire the wheel of life, and it is set on fire by Gehenna." Ignorance can destroy friends, according to Mishlei Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 9. It says, "He who covers a transgression seeks love, but he who repeats a matter separates intimate friends." These are unclean acts, and the unclean defiles, according to Haggai chapter 2, verses 11 to 14. And Haggai says, "Thus says Yehovah of hosts, now ask the Kohanim concerning the Torah, saying, if one bears set apart meat in the fold of his garment, and with the edge he touches bread or stew or wine or oil or any food, is it set apart? And the Kohanim answered him and said, no. And Haggai said, if someone defiled by a dead body touches any of these, is it defiled? And the Kohanim answered and said, it is defiled. And Haggai answered and said, so is this people, and so is the nation before me, declares Yehovah. And so is every work of their hands. And whatever they bring near, there is defiled. Evil reports influence us to form bad opinions of each other. So here's some definitions of a bad opinion. So I've said many times, what other people think of me is none of my business. This is between them and Yah. But he will be the ultimate judge. But let's have a look at these definitions in slide 9. The first brawl is a whisperer, one who secretly or privately passes on an evil report. A gossip. The gossip magnifies and sensationalizes the rumors, so it goes further. Then you've got the slanderer. The slanderer uses facts or distorted facts to destroy another's credibility and reputation. And then, of course, we've got the busybody. The busybody digs up evil reports and spreads it around by means of whispering, gossip, or slander. So what motivates these things? A few things come to mind. First of all, we've got bitterness, rebellion, deception, pride, guilt, jealousy, maybe envy. And the second stage of spiritual infection is exposure. Exposure is entering into a conversation with a carrier. In Mishlei Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 12, it says, a clever man foresees calamity, hides himself, the simple shall go on, they are punished. And in Tehillim, Psalms chapter 10, verses 1, chapter 101, verse 5, it says, him who secretly slanders his neighbour, I cut off. I do not tolerate one who has a haughty look and a proud heart. And Ephesians 5, verses 10 to 12, it says, providing what is well-pleasing to the master, have no fellowship with the fruitless works of darkness, but rather expose them. And it is a shame even to speak of what is done by them in secret. And in Romans 16, verses 17 to 18, it says, now I call upon you, brothers, watch out for those who cause divisions and stumbling, contrary to the teaching which you learned, and turn away from them. For such ones do not serve our Master Yeshua HaMashiach, but their own stomach, and by smooth words and flattering speech, they deceive the hearts of the innocent. So this brings us to stage three, which is defilement. Defilement happens when we receive it and we believe it is true. It's like a lot of the fake news that we've been getting for the last 18 months. In Proverbs chapter 26 and verse 22, it says, the words of a slanderer are as dainty morsels which grow down into the inner parts of the heart. And in Messianic Jews, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15, it says, see to it that no one falls short of the favour of Elohim, that no root of bitterness springing up causes trouble, by which many may become defiled. And in Shamuel Bet, or 2 Samuel chapter 15, verses 1 to 6, it came to be after this that Avshalom prepared a chariot and horses for himself, and 50 men to run before him. And Avshalom used to rise early and stand beside the way to the gate. And it came to be whenever anyone who had a complaint came to the sovereign or the king for a right ruling, that Avshalom would call to him and say, what city are you from? And when he said, your servant is from such and such a tribe of Israel, Avshalom would say to him, look, your matters are good and right, but you have nobody from the sovereign to hear you. And Avshalom would say, Oh, that I were made judge in the land, and everyone has any complaint or case would come to me, and I shall let right be done to him. And it came to be that whenever anyone came near him to bow down to him, he would put out his hand and take it and kiss him. And Avshalom did this to all Israel who came to the king for right ruling. And Avshalom stole the hearts of the men of Israel. Remember, at this time, King David was king, and Avshalom was trying to rule Israel over the authority of his father. So now we are in a state of infection. Infection comes as the result of defilement when we respond with human reasoning. In Mishlei Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 15, it says, the simple believe every word, but the clever one watches his step. And in Mishlei 26:21, as charcoal is burning is to burning coals and wood is to fire, so is a contentious man to kindle strife. And in Mishlei chapter 17 and verse 4, an evildoer gives heed to wicked lips, a liar gives ear to a tongue of desire. And this, when we start doing that, that leads us into the disease. The disease has now taken hold. And disease is when you are mentally and emotionally controlled by the report and the destruction of the carrier. There's symptoms of spiritual disease, and I've got them on the slide, thank you. Believing the report to be true, forming negative opinions of the persons involved, focusing on negative aspects of the person, developing bitterness and rebellion, judging matters of Yah's responsibility, and searching out false reports, which is on the next slide. Mishlei, Proverbs chapter 16, verse 27 says, "Whoever digs a pit falls into it, and whoever rolls a stone, it turns back on him." Believing that we are doing Yehovah's believing that we are doing Yehovah's will to expose them, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 5 to 8 says, "In stripes, in imprisonments, in disturbances, in toils, in watching, in fastings, in cleanness, in knowledge, in patience, in kindness, in the set apart ruach, in love unfeigned, in the word of truth and in the power of Elohim, through the weapons of righteousness on the right and on the left, through esteem and disrespect, through evil report and good report, regarded as deceivers and yet true." The scriptures give us all the answers. And in the next slide, interpreting this as supporting evidence of a preconceived opinion, judging motives, rejecting those involved within your spirit, telling the report to others, is all part of the disease. But how do we overcome the disease? That's the most important part of all. First of all, we have to ask Yah to cleanse our mind of defilement. We need to ask Yah to give us a love for those involved. And we need to go to His word and get appropriate scriptures to help us overcome what we've heard or what we've acted on when we shouldn't have. The next step is to ask yourself some questions. One, have I accepted it? Mishlei Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 15 says, "The simple believes every word, but the clever one watches his step." Mishlei Proverbs gives wisdom. It's an absolutely unbelievable chapter, which I love. It gives us the wisdom for life. Tehillim Psalms 19 verse 13 says, "Also keep your servants back from presumptuous ones. Do not let them rule over me. Then shall I be perfect and innocent of great transgressions." Second question, how do I feel towards these people? And Mishlei again, chapter 15 and verse 4. "A healing tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness in it crushes the spirit." And in Romans 2, chapter 1, "Therefore, O man, you are without excuse. Everyone who judges, for in which you judge another, you condemn yourself, since you who judge practice the same wrongs." We have to be very careful not to judge others. The key question to me is, are you acting in love? In Kepha Aleph, or 1 Peter 4 and verse 8, it says, "Above all, have fervent love for one another, because love covers a great number of sins." And in 1 Corinthians 13, 4 to 6, I'm sure you've heard this at a different time, not in this kind of message. "Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not boast. It is not puffed up. It does not behave indecently. Does not seek its own, is not provoked, reckons not the evil, does not rejoice over the unrighteousness, but rejoices in the truth." And another question you might ask, do I long to tell this rumour to others? In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29, it says, "Let no corrupt word come out of your mouth, but only such as is good for the use of building up, so as to impart what is pleasant to the hearers." And in Mishlei again, chapter 11, verse 13. A slanderer is a revealer of secrets, but one with a trustworthy spirit conceals a matter. And in Mishlei again, chapter 17, verse 9. It says, he who loves transgression loves strife, but he who exalts his door seeks destruction. So we have to look now at when our heart is clean. Your heart is clean when you lose your urge to tell. You grieve over the report. You feel a true grieving in your ruach, in your spirit. It's something that you feel within you. You love the person involved. It hurts you that the others would speak about your friend in that manner. You examine your own life for failures. You look inwards and let Yah guide you so that you do not fall into the same trap. And then comes, what do we do when we've heard this? How do we act on what we've heard? Yah might direct you to contact the carrier to ask him or her questions. Contact the person involved in order to check the facts and, if necessary, to restore them. Contact those who are spiritually responsible for the situation. That is, let your leaders know. Murmuring is not something that should be left to fester. And in Mishlei Proverbs again, chapter 17, verse 4, an evildoer gives heed to wicked lips. A liar gives ear to a tongue of desire. And in Proverbs 26, 24, 25, he who hates pretends with his lips and lays up deceit within him. Though he speaks kindly, do not believe him, for there are seven abominations in his heart. And Vayikra Leviticus chapter 19, verse 16 says, do not go slandering among your people. Do not stand against the blood of your neighbour. I am Yehovah. So how are we going to deal with a false report? It's something we have to learn to deal with because it happens. And if we don't deal with it, it will ruin you as a person, an employee, a congregational member, or even as a minister. So one, you need to ask the carrier some tough questions. Maybe, why are you telling me? Where did you get your information? Did you go to those directly involved? Have you personally checked out the facts? And can I quote you if I go and check this out? That really puts them on the spot. Can I quote you if I go and check this out? Politely remind them of their duty as a believer to pray for all involved and encourage them to keep the information to themselves. Pray for the carrier and for those supposedly involved. Follow steps of how to overcome being defiled by an evil report and leave it in Yah's hands. You may have noticed that Mishlei, Proverbs, scriptures are quoted frequently in this message. And I personally believe that Mishlei is one of the most important books to read daily as part of our spiritual life. It helps us to live a life without defilement. There are 31 chapters in the book of Proverbs. There are 30 to 31 days in a month. If you read a chapter a day for every day of the month, of every month of the year, you soon have embedded within you the right way to live through the Ruach HaKodesh. It's something that I advocate for adults, but not only for adults, but for parents, to go through with their children. There are some parts of Mishlei they can't read to their children, but there's so much wisdom and so much knowledge and understanding they can learn to a spiritual life as children to go through some of these Proverbs or some of these Mishlei that will help them live a wholesome life. And if we all did that every day, we would live a wholesome life. There are, I get to a stage when I get to scriptures on adultery and think that's a whole chapter on adultery that doesn't apply to me. I'll move on. I suppose I've been doing this for the last over 40 years, maybe 50 years, reading a proverb a day. So I suppose I get to a stage when it comes to adultery, I can skip that one. I don't have to be reminded not to commit adultery. So let me leave you with one-liners just to add a little bit of levity to this message. A dog is smarter than some people. It wags its tail and not its tongue. Intelligence is like a river. The deeper it is, the less noise it makes. Take a tip from nature. Your ears are not made to shut, but your mouth is. Also, you were given two ears and only one mouth. The unhappy man is the one whose expenditure of speech is too great for his income of ideas. Wisdom is divided into two parts, having a great deal to say and not saying it. Learning to keep your mouth shut in certain situations can save a whole lot of trouble later on. As a man or woman grows older and wiser, he or she talks less and says more. It is not how much we know that counts, but how well we use what we know that is important. Some people speak from experience. Some from experience do not speak. And 1 minute of keeping your mouth shut is worth an hour of explaining. So I know I've finished early, so we've got time for schmooze. And we will go to the... anyone got any questions? John?
It's not so much a question, but more a story I heard. It comes from a rabbi, but it's, I think it's quite pertinent. It's like Lashon Hara, like the evil tongue.
Yep.
They say it's like going up on a mountaintop with a feather pillow and opening it up and letting the feathers go.
Mm-hmm.
And then try and collect the feathers. That's Lashon Hara. Once you let the words out of your mouth, you can't collect them back again.
It's actually Ralashon. Evil tongue.
Okay,
Ra is bad.
Yeah.
Lashon is tongue. So it's an evil tongue. Larashon.
Larashon. Okay.
Ra-lishon.
Ra-lishon. Yeah. Mm. I just heard that parable. I thought it was quite good.
So let's move on to the remembrance service.